Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. On a summer day in interior Alaska, a brown snowshoe hare sits quietly. A hunter is nearby, and the wary hare is using its favorite defense, camouflage, to stay safe. It's a good thing, too, because that hunter doesn't want this hare. It's carrying tularemia, a virulent infectious bacteria that can seriously sicken people and pets. Tularemia, sometimes called rabbit fever because of its association with hares and rabbits, occurs sporadically in Alaska. Early in the summer of 2015, a North Pole man was sickened with tularemia after skinning an infected hare. That's the 30th human case in Alaska in 70 years of record keeping, although there have been more cases of animals with the disease. Interior Alaska accounts for about half the cases, and Southeast Alaska has only seen one. Tularemia is caused by a bacteria that is spread by ticks. Although tick bites are one possible cause, pets often get tularemia from mouthing or catching a sick hare. While it can be fatal if untreated, it's easily cured if diagnosed quickly and the correct antibiotics are prescribed. If a pet does come in contact with the dead hare, take the animal away using gloves or a plastic bag and wash your hands. Double bag and dispose of dead hares where dogs and scavengers cannot get them. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.